The Golden Slipper and Other Problems for Violet Strange by Anna Catherine Green. Problem 1. The Golden Slipper.
She's here. I thought she would be. She's one of the three young ladies you see in the right-hand box near the proscenium.
The gentleman thus addressed, a man of middle age and a member of the most exclusive clubs, turned his opera glass toward the spot designated, and in some astonishment retorted,
"She? Why, those are Mrs. Pratt and..."
"Miss Violet Strange, none other."
"And do you mean to say?"
"I do."
"That young, silly chit, whose father I know, whose fortune I know, who is seen everywhere, and who is called one of the season's belles,
is an agent of yours?"
No names here, please. You want a mystery solved. It is not a matter for the police, that is, as of yet. And so you come to me. And when I ask for the facts, I find that young women, and only women, are involved. And that these young women are not only young, but one and all of the highest society. Is it a man's work to go to the bottom of a combination like this? No. Sex against sex, and if possible, youth against youth. Happily, I know such a person. A girl of gifts and extraordinarily well-placed for your purpose. Why, she uses her talents in this direction? Why, with means enough to play the part natural to her as a successful debutante, she consents to occupy herself with social and other mysteries?
You must ask her, not me. Enough that I promise you her aid if you want it. That is, if you can interest her. She will not work otherwise. Mr. Driscoll again raised his opera glass.
"But it's a comedy face," he commented. "It's hard to associate intellectuality with such quietness of expression. Are you sure of her discretion?"
"Whom is she with?"
"Abner Pratt, his wife, and daughters."
"Is he a man to entrust his affairs unadvisedly?"
"Abner Pratt? Do you mean to say that she is anything more to him than his daughter's guest?"